families give him goats, cows, and donkeys.
He must be rolling in the money. I mean, he must be very rich.
Yeah, he's got 12 farms all to himself because he's got such a large family. See that group of kids over there? All 50 of them are his.
How can he remember all of their names?
Their children were born to different mothers. So he makes a link between the names and their mothers' names.
Wow, I guess I've got a lot to learn about village life.
Don't forget, you've been given a goat.
Am I getting rich?
Yeah, you're rolling in the goat.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Badou est un guide touristique. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux au chef de village. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef de village selon Christopher? Ses ânes, ses vaches et ses chèvres. 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? Elles cuisinent. 3. Comment sont les cases? Elles sont simples et formidables. Répétez ces mots et retenons leur traduction. Une chèvre, goat. Une vache, cow. Un âne, horse. Une case, a hut. Nous avons entendu les phrases suivantes.
They were made by the villagers. They were dug by the man in the village. The best food is cooked by the women here.
Ces phrases sont à la voix passive. Nous avons utilisé la forme passive pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action. Nous pouvons dire sur ce modèle, The war was won by the soldiers. The prize was given by the boss. Nous avons entendu Christopher et Badou présenter les choses. Nous l'avons entendu dire
These huts are so simple and wonderful.
Nous pouvons présenter des choses, des animaux ou des personnes en utilisant des démonstratifs. Those, this, these ou that. Écoutez ces autres exemples.
Do you see those wells?
This village is well organized.
These animals are given to the chief. See that group of kids over there?
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. Cela nous a permis de réviser du vocabulaire relatif aux animaux domestiques. Vous avez aussi entendu comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action et entendu comment présenter, montrer des choses. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner se trouve chez un agent de voyage, en anglais, a travel agent. Il parle de ses prochaines vacances. They are speaking about his next vacation, or his next trip, son prochain voyage. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à faire la distinction entre une action qui s'est déroulée dans le passé et une action qui se passe dans le présent. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer les actions qui se sont déroulées dans le passé et celles qui se passent au présent. Vous apprendrez aussi à utiliser des expressions qui montrent la contradiction. Martin Lerner parle avec un agent de voyage, a travel agent, au sujet de ses prochaines vacances. Il compare les voyages qu'il a déjà faits avec ceux qu'il voudrait effectuer prochainement. I'd like to go to Europe, dit-il. J'aimerais aller en Europe. Écoutons leur conversation.
Have you traveled in Europe before?
A long time ago, when I was a university student.
Did you study in Europe?
No, I just traveled in the summer with friends. I'm sure it's very different now.
In what way?
Travel must be much faster now.
There are some very fast trains now. I think that bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago.
Why?
The roads are so crowded. There are many more cars. The buses must be more careful. Of course, the modern buses are more comfortable.
How?
They have television. They have toilets. They serve food. Not like the old buses.
I like to travel by train. Can we travel most places by train?
It depends on the country. There are a lot of trains, but not as many in the smaller towns.
It was much easier to travel by train in Europe than it was in the United States.
Oh, yes. It still is, but there aren't as many trains as there used to be.
En comparant les actions en général, on peut, en même temps, montrer la différence qui existe entre elles. Par exemple, bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. Il se peut que voyager en autobus prenne plus de temps que cela prenait il y a 20 ans. Bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. Écoutez les exemples qui suivent.
Bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. Of course, modern buses are more comfortable.
It was much easier to travel by train in Europe than it was in the United States.
There aren't as many trains as there used to be.
Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin Lerner. Il vous demandera, Is your town noisy? Est-ce que votre ville est bruyante? Ensuite, il vous demandera, à propos du passé, Was your town noisier 10 years ago? Est-ce que votre ville était encore plus bruyante il y a 10 ans? Écoutez les différences et répondez.
Is your town noisy? Was your town noisier 10 years ago? Is your town busy now? Was your town busier 10 years ago?
On peut aussi utiliser des expressions comme 20 years ago, il y a 20 ans, pour montrer une période déterminée. Maintenant, répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner en essayant de faire le contraste entre le passé et le présent. Par exemple, il vous demandera Where did you live 5 years ago? Où habitiez-vous il y a 5 ans? And where do you live now? Et où habitez-vous maintenant? Répondez.
Where did you live 5 years ago? And where do you live now? How did you travel 5 years ago? And how do you travel now?
Aimez-vous voyager? Do you like to travel? Préférez-vous la montagne ou le soleil et la mer? J'espère que vous avez l'occasion de prendre des vacances de temps en temps. Visiter un pays où l'on parle l'anglais? Would you like to visit an English-speaking country? Décrivez comment vous préférez voyager. En train, en bateau ou par avion? How do you like to travel? By train, bus, plane or boat. Have a good trip. Bon voyage. Until next time, goodbye.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé. Stay there, le matoué. Don't go anywhere. Also, Mariam Gaba is with us. Hello, Mariam Gaba.
Hello, Roger.
Mariam, first of all, let me tell you, I love your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I love your voice.
You love my voice? Okay, thank you.
So, you know, I'm sure I'm not the first one to tell you that, right? That you have a beautiful voice.
Yes, it is not the first time that you call me.
So, Mariam Gaba, what do you do for a living?
Okay, I'm studying English bilingual. That means English, German. At SLSL, that means Faculté de Lettres, Sciences et du Langage.
Mm-hmm.
In Bamako here.
Mm-hmm.
I am in a bachelor degree.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you studying German just because you say here. Yeah, is the way Germans speak. So I can just tell that you're also taking German. Because you say, yeah, I speak here. That's different. but
yeah, nah,
ah.
Man. If you speak very well a language, you can be in a linguistic profile to be somewhere where they can speak the same language as you. You cannot have a difficulties. Something like that.
That sounds very, very important. So is it easier to find a job if you speak more languages? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think that it is easy to find a job with these two languages. Because here in Mali, they want someone, an interpreter, who can speak two languages or three languages at the same time.
Stay there, Maya. Stay there. I'm also going to speak with Faisa. Hello, Faisa.
Hello, Roger.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm very fine, yeah.
I'm very fine, too. Faisa, first, let me thank you so much for all your wonderful messages on Facebook.
Yeah, that's nothing. Don't mention it.
Yeah, you're the best, man. You're the best on Facebook. It's like you spend a night on Facebook. You're there all the time.
No, I don't spend at night. And I usually connect them daily,
oh,
at night.
Really?
But I really post many times on Facebook. That's right.
So, Faisa, tell us, what are you doing right now? Are you still a student? Are you working? What are you doing?
I'm still studying, you know. I'm at a 10th form, grammar school.
You're still studying? And you're studying in Bamako?
Yeah, in Bamako.
Uh-huh. And what are you studying right now?
You know, I haven't finished grammar school yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's here we call it French lycée.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, high school. I'm not already into the college.
Mm-hmm. You're not in the college yet, right?
But I'm very interested in English. This is why I really speak English.
But,
you know?
But something I don't understand, Faisa. Where did you learn your English?
What?
Where did you learn your English? Where?
I'm here in Mali. I didn't go anywhere.
I don't believe you. You speak like an American.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger. Hello, hello. I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michel Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. et les week-ends sur ondes courtes, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bonjour, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a special guest with me today. And can you introduce yourself, please?
Thank you, Michelle. Hi, I'm very happy to be here with you. Thanks to your invitation. And my name is Issa Napon. I'm a journalist and I come from Burkina Faso.
Okay, welcome to Anglais Télé. And
thank you.
For those of you who have never met Issa, can you repeat again the country of origin?
I'm from Burkina Faso.
Okay.
It's a landlocked country located in West Africa. And we have neighbors like Ghana, like Benin, like Togo, like Niger. Africa, Niger, exactly.
All right, no problem.
With that French accent, it's not that easy.
No, we are very happy to have Issa with us. Issa is a Humphrey Fellow, if I understand correctly.
Exactly.
And he is going to have to explain what that is. Can you please break that down?
Yeah, I'm here to complete my Herbert Humphrey Fellowship program. This is a program dedicated to mid-career professionals who are chosen, across the world after many steps in a very tough competition, I have
okay.
to say.
Yes, I'm going to stop you. So
yeah.
We're going to kind of break it down a little. I had used the term to break down. On va essayer de simplifier et de suivre Issa. Okay, so a Humphrey Fellow. Humphrey is the name of the scholarship. So
yeah.
You have several mid-level career professionals that compete. Des professionnels qui veulent en fait postuler pour ce stage. En fait c'est pas un stage, it's a scholarship.
C'est un stage professionnel.
C'est un stage professionnel. So it's a professional scholarship for mid-career level professionals. Is it just in journalism or other fields?
Now, I have to say that there are very many, many fields, like a nursery, you have
you mean nursing?
Nursing.
Okay. Les infirmières.
Yeah. You have law.
Okay, le droit.
Yeah. You have a civil society.
Okay.
You have very many, many, many fields. Yeah.
Okay.
But as a journalist, I compete in my field.
Okay, so
yeah,
Issa is a journalist, and we're very happy to have him, because, of course, he is in French to Africa, which is our service to Francophone speaking countries.
Yes.
So Issa, this was a challenge for you, was it not?
Yeah, it was, because first of all, with a very, fair level of English, it was not that easy, you know, to be among the finalists, because first of all, I have to say again, we took the TOEFL.
Okay,
let's
stop you. Okay, the TOEFL. Okay, so Issa is not a native English speaker. Issa's, you have probably your other native languages and you speak French.
Yep.
So English is, which one is it, the fourth or the fifth language for you?
I mean, I have to say that English is really not ranked, because my our official language is French.
Okay.
Beyond that, I speak two of the most spoken languages in my country.
Right.
Which are Moré and Gurunsi. Gurunsi is my ethnic group language.
Okay.
You see? But English was an option for me.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, even if you can't speak it, you don't have people with whom you can be interacting.
Exactly. So interacting, practicing,
exactly.
And developing your vocabulary.
Especially the vocabulary. Because when you are not used to speak it, you can't, really broaden it.